My name is Ara Sarani. I am 11 years old, and today is April the 9th. I'm speaking with my mom, and we are recording this interview in Georgia. So, Mom, where is your family from?
My family is from India.
Are there any traditions that you have passed down in your family? Can you tell me about some of them?
We go to church every day. That's the tradition that we follow. And we follow some simple kindness rules to be kind to people.
Yeah, that's what you've taught me over the years. Who are your favorite relatives, and can you describe what they look like? So do you remember any of the stories they used to tell you?
Normally all the relatives are nice. There's no such thing called favorite, because in India probably they are very much together for everything. Even if we want to go out for a picnic, we take the whole family out with us, and we enjoy with the family. We eat, we make different sort of dishes and everything. And one of the traditions which I forgot to tell you before is this, that we cook food. We cook very authentic Indian food, and
so good.
And that makes us different. And we follow a religion which is very diverse, very open-minded. And we just welcome wholeheartedly everybody.
Do you have any classic family stories or jokes or songs?
Songs, no. Not if I remember, because it's been 22 years now in America. So I was what? I was 15 years old when I was here. So I don't remember much of the things. The family stories, which I have told you before, that we sit together, we eat together, you know, we watch a movie together. Back home, we just used to have a movie night with all our cousins and everybody. And we used to sit all night and watch movies. So some days would be game night. So we play games. So it's just different.
Yeah. What was the hardest moment when you were growing up in America and India?
Hardest moment in India while growing up, that we have to go to school with the heavy, heavy, heavy bags over our shoulders. And we have lots and lots of work. In those days, we didn't have iPad. We didn't have calculators. We didn't had no technology whatsoever.
TikTok.
We used to read books, geometry, algebra. All that thing was calculus, was very complicated during that time. Nowadays, it's very easier for you guys to go over schools and everything. You guys normally have fun going to school.
Mm-hmm.
But back home, we were like, oh my God, we have to go to school. That's a lot of work. And every time we have to give an exam, you know, we didn't have end of the year. The exam was the most stressed part for us. And then that made us growing very hard. But in a way, we learned more. We were more
educated.
We were less technology
TikTok
oriented. We had no technology. We used our brains. So, yeah. That's a good part.
How was it like coming to the United States when you were 15 years old?
It was nice. It was a little difficult for me to adjust in the high school. I started high school up here. For me, starting high school in a different country was a difficult task. But eventually, I blend in. Yes, I got better and better. Eventually we settled down. But yeah, it was a little difficult to know all over different culture, different concept, and to accept that it's a little difficult time. But we eventually settled down in, and we worked it out. I used to work too, for just to have a little more
money,
yeah, a little more exposure, just to make sure that, you know, we are fitting in. I was an event manager at Lake Lanier.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, for a couple of years, Then I did my dental assistant, and then I was a dental assistant at Dr. I forgot his name though, but yeah. Dent First, yeah, I remember the company, Dent First, yes. So it was a good time, no.
Can you tell me about where or how you grew up? Was it like, how was it like? Was it really fun or was it like?
We grew up back in India, Mumbai. And it was fun. It was very much fun. We had a good time. Yeah.
Can you tell me about your relationship with your parents? Do you remember a time where you felt particularly close to either one of them? Do you remember when you were when you made them angry?
I don't know about making them angry, but yeah, I shared a very good relation with my parents. My parents were here for 10 years. They're not here 10 years. They were here 10 years prior to that. When I was schooling, my dad was with me. Yeah, I made them angry when I broke my arm and I had to go through a surgery. My mom was very, very upset with that thing because we didn't know that my hand would work properly or not. But eventually, by the grace of God, my hand is working nice. We went to physiotherapy and everything. But yeah, I share a very, very close relation with my parents. Still, they are back home in India. And yeah, I'm proud to be their child.
Can you tell me the experience from when it was India to America? What was it like for you, like coming into America?
A little insecurity how things are gonna be, but we're blessed that we did a good job. We worked hard, we made money, we struggled a lot during early times, and yeah, we made it happen.
What was your first day like in the US?
It was nice. It was different, cars all around, different.
Are you proud of me?
Yes, I am.